Alrighty then, greetings everybody. As you can see, we got a hurricane coming through. Starting to look a little hurricane-ish out here. Anyways, I want to tell y'all about my voter suppression experience, right? You know what I'm saying? This is election season. Hold up. Ah, there we go. This is election season. Every season, well, these filters are horrible. Every season, they tell us that black folks can't vote, man. It's always some struggles. So let me tell you about mine, right? So I did some early voting. I went and voted. When did I vote? I think I voted like 5 days ago or something like that, 4 or 5 days ago. So let me tell you about the struggles of being a black man in America. When I went down to the precinct to cast my vote. So I go down to the precinct, right? They're holding at this local library. So the first bit of suppression was I pulled up in the parking lot and I had to wait about 2 minutes before I could find me a parking spot. So I felt like I was experiencing parking suppression, right? Because there was this Maserati with somebody sitting in it. It was like a lime, it was like a lime green Maserati. And somebody was sitting in it and they didn't feel like pulling out the parking spot. So I had to sit there and wait 2 minutes for this person to notice me so they can take their Maserati, move it out the parking spot so I can park in the parking spot. So that was the first bit of suppression that I experienced, right? The second bit, I parked my truck, I walked into the public library. And I noticed that there's some black folks that work there doing the voting thing. And they got like a little thing full of candy and some little snacks. So as I was walking up, nobody waved to me. Nobody offered me any snacks. So I felt like I was getting snack suppression. I was like, how y'all know I'm not hungry? I want a snack too. Give me a cup of water or something, but nobody offered me anything, man. So I walk into there, right? I walk into the library. They got the signs going. I got a little confused which direction to go because all the signs was just kind of crazy. So I had sign suppression, but I finally made my way to the table. So I get to the table. I pull out my driver's license and I hand it to this nice black older lady, right? Driver's license, got my face on it, my birth date, my current address, because a couple months ago, I experienced driver's license suppression, meaning I bought this house about 4 years ago, but I still have my old address from the house I was previously living in. So I had to go down to the DMV a couple months ago and experience DMV driver's license suppression, where I had to sit in line for like 30 minutes waiting for them to call my number and then go up there and pay about $20 worth of fees to get my address changed on my driver's license so it could reflect my current residence, right? So that was driver's license DMV suppression I experienced a couple months ago. So anyways, I hand her my driver's license. She runs it through the system, she checks it, and that suppression lasted about 30 seconds. I was like, why is it taking 30 seconds for this machine to verify that I am who I say I am? So I experienced machine suppression. And then the nice lady flipped the screen over and was like, sign. So I put my finger on the thing and I signed it. And she flipped it back over and she looked at my signature. And she was like, can you re-sign this because we need your signature to look almost identical to the signature on your driver's license. Now understand, I experienced driver's license signature suppression because that signature on my driver's license was a signature that I signed probably 12 years ago, right? Or maybe even longer than that. So she didn't give me the license back so I can look at my signature. So I had to go off memory and figure out how exactly did I sign my name. So I signed my name as close as I could recall, and luckily it passed the test of matching the signature on my driver's license, right? So after that, she was like, I need you to go. She handed me back my driver's license and gives me the thumbs up saying, I am who I say I am. And then she says, you need to go stand in this line over here and wait for this other black woman to give you your ballot. So I go stand in that line over there, right? And I'm standing in that line, and the lady who was getting my ballot, it took her about 30 seconds to get my ballot because I guess the machine had to, after it verified me, it had to do its thing, and then it had to print off a ballot for me. So I stood in that line waiting, and I was the first person in line too when I was waiting. I was only there by myself. So I had to stand there for 30 seconds waiting for this machine to print my freaking ballot off so I can get my ballot. So they give me my ballot, and I go over to the little booth to vote. And here's where I experienced booth suppression. The booth was this little rinky-dink little shaky thing with a pen on it, with a pen sitting there. And I don't know whose fingers was on that damn pen before I got there and picked it up. So I don't know what kind of germs. I don't know if somebody went to the bathroom and didn't wash their hands and use that pen. I didn't have any sanitizer from my hands. I couldn't sanitize the pen, so I had to use a used pen. A used pen that somebody could have put the cooties on. They could have put the COVID on. They could have put the hot karachis on there. I don't know what was on that pen, but I had to use my bare hands to pick up this pen and fill out my freaking ballot. And then when I got the ballot, I voted straight Republican down the ticket. Republican down the ticket, right? And as I was voting, I felt like there were these eyeballs watching me, like, because there was a lot of black women that worked in there. Nice women, nice older ladies. I kind of felt like they was looking at me, like they just knew I was voting Republican, right? I just felt like the spirit of, even though I'm down here in Florida, but I felt like the spirit of Stacey Abrams flew all the way down from Atlanta, all the way down to my city down here in Florida, and was just staring me in the back of my head as I was voting Republican straight down the ticket, right? So I experienced ghost suppression. Anyways, I finished doing my votes. I flip it over, read the back to see what type of laws and things they're trying to enact. And, you know, I was like, ooh, I like that. And I went and voted for that stuff and all this other stuff. I grabbed my ballot. I handed it to this other black woman, right? And who knew? Why were there so many black women at my voting station? I don't know. But they were all nice. I handed her my ballot. You know what this lady tells me? I go up to her, right? My ballot's in this folder, right? And she's standing next to the voting machine. Do you know what this black woman told me? Do you know what this black woman told me that made me feel like, man, this voter suppression amongst black folks is real? Do you know what this woman told me? This woman told me, excuse me, sir, can you remove your ballot from the folder? And then I need you to place the ballot in the machine by yourself. I was like, what? What you mean? I gotta take my ballot out the folder? And then you mean to tell me I got to take my own damn ballot and put it on the machine and feed it into the machine while you stand right here next to me? What kind of bullshit is this? You know, that's what I was thinking in my head. You were trying to freaking make me work? I got to take my ballot out the folder and put it in the machine, my damn self? So I put it in the machine. And the machine started, you know, taking my ballot. And I started counting the seconds. I was like, why is it taking 2 seconds for this machine to scan my freaking ballot? All the white folks looked like they was getting theirs done in 1 second. Why is mine taking 2? So anyways, it went through. And then to make matters worse, my ballot went through, right? So I'm getting ready to leave. I'm like, I'm done. I did my civic duty. and I'm getting ready to walk away. Do you know this black woman, nice lady, do you know she didn't offer me a damn I voted sticker? I was like, where is my freaking sticker at? I didn't get my damn sticker, man. So I started walking away. I was fuming. And all of a sudden, she was like, excuse me, sir, you forgot your sticker. And I went back over there. I was like, oh, thank you. Because I was thinking in my head, I'm about to shut it off in here. I'm getting on social media. I'm talking about black voter suppression, all these laws. I can't get my I voted sticker. But I got my sticker, man. And then I walk back out the front door. And I walk past some other women. And they didn't offer me any damn candy. I didn't get no candy. I didn't get no snacks. I ain't gonna thank you. I had my damn sticker on my freaking shirt, man. I purposely took that sticker and put it right on my chest and walked right past them so that they could see I voted. And they didn't give me no damn candy. They didn't even say bye. I had to walk a whole 100 feet back to my damn Jeep. Sad, because nobody offered me no freaking candy. The lady made me sign my name again because my signature didn't match the identical signature from 15 years ago. I had to put my own freaking, I had to take my ballot out the folder and put it in the machine myself. And I ain't get no damn sticker. Immediately afterwards, a few months prior to that, I had to go to the DMV and change my address. So voter suppression is real, man. When people are out here talking about voter suppression and how it affects the black community, I'm living proof of it, man. I was suppressed by the time I pulled up in that parking lot, and that damn lime green Maserati was just sitting there looking pretty as if it didn't see my damn white Jeep waiting for them to get out the damn spot so I can pull up and park and go do my civic duty. That's why you gotta vote, man. You gotta vote. People are telling you black folks are being suppressed with voting. I'm here to tell y'all, it's real. I just wanted my sticker, man. I wanted my sticker as soon as I put it. Hold up, I'm trying to fight off a tear, man. That sticker was the most important part of the whole process for me. Because here's the thing. I wanted that sticker immediately after I voted, so I could immediately take a picture and put it on Instagram and Facebook and let everybody know I voted. That lady didn't give me my sticker. She almost ruined it for me. Could you imagine what my life would have been like if I had walked out of that damn library without that damn sticker? Could you imagine? All that sign your name again, sir. All that stand in line for 30 seconds while we print your ballot out. All that pens with germs on them. Take your ballot out the folder. Put your ballot in the machine by yourself. And I can't get my freaking sticker, man. I couldn't get my sticker. Do you know how pissed I would have been? Listen. I just want my sticker, man, so I can let everybody know I voted. It almost messed it up for me. This is why you guys need to take elections seriously, man, as a black person. Everybody online telling you don't vote. Nah, B, you gotta vote. You gotta get your sticker. You gotta get your ancestors died for that sticker. All right. How about I turn this camera around? Hold up, give me a second, hold up. I gotta cry real quick. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. I'm getting overwhelmed with emotions over here. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Hold on. I can't let y'all see me crying on camera. Hold on. Our ancestors died for that sticker, man. go out there and get that sticker. Go get that sticker, man. Don't let these people deny you that damn sticker. It's all about the Hold up, I'm crying again. Hold on, let me change the camera. Hold on, I'm crying, hold on. Hold up, let me wipe these tears out my eyes, man. Hold on, give me a second. All right. It was rough, man. It was rough. How dare you? How dare you, Christina? How dare you? How dare you? Listen, you turn on the news every single day. Every single day, man. MSNBC, Joy Reid, Roland Martin, they all tell us black folks can't vote. They're making it harder for black folks to vote. Can't get no IDs. I'm telling you, I experienced it. I had to go to the DMV. I had to go to the goddamn DMV and get my address changed. My last driver's license had the same address on it for probably 20 years. Even when I was living in Georgia, I still had a Florida driver's license, right? Had the same address on it for 20 years. I bought this house I live in 3 years ago, right? 3 years ago. I had to take time out of my freaking life and book an appointment at the DMV and wait in line for 30 minutes and pay a $25 fee to get my freaking address changed, man. Also that everything is 100% on the up and up. Plus, I wanted my address to match my freaking driver's license so they could stop sending mail to the other house I don't live in. This is part of the process, man. They making niggas change their address on their driver's license, B. You guys just don't understand, man. I'm keeping it real with y'all. I experienced it. Say, Massa, let me buy a house. Yeah, man. I served in a white man's army. That's right. I tap danced real good, earned my butter biscuits, and they gave me some money to go get a house. They could have gave me my damn sticker too. They could have gave me my sticker. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, I just wanted to share my story about black voter suppression, man. It's real. Joy Reid, Roland Martin, crazy, pasty liberals. They're all right, man. It's real. Your boy is a living testimony to it. I experienced it. But I voted. Straight Republican down the ticket. Straight Republican down the ticket. Go DeSantis. But anyways, I voted, man. But I just want to let you know, stuff they were saying is real, man. They are really targeting black folks with this voting. They made it hard for a brother. Maserati's holding me up. Nobody offering me no damn snacks. I like snacks. Y'all can tell, man. I'm putting some weight on. I'm a snack connoisseur. Give me some damn snacks, man. The next time, I'm going to bring my own damn pen. I need to talk to someone about this traumatic experience. Yeah, bro. We need to get us some group therapy going on, some counseling. Shit is real, man. Post-traumatic slavery syndrome is real. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I just wanted to share that, man. Hopefully some of y'all will learn from this. Y'all won't make the same mistakes I did. Y'all will come prepared. Y'all know what to expect. But most importantly, you get that goddamn sticker, man. You get that freaking sticker. I had to shoot my way into the voting booth. You get that damn sticker, man. Our ancestors died for that sticker, B. Y'all be safe, man.